What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. I just opened Instagram and this reel that Justin Timberlake posted. Guys, I can't handle
it. You have Justin on your feed.
You're going through such a phase.
You have a Justin phase.
You know what's crazy? Like how Ashley felt about Justin back in the day, because everyone listening knows that I was such a Backstreet girl. I obviously love Justin, but I never idolized Justin. I never had wet dreams about him. I just thought he was hot. Never thought he was attainable. Like I thought the Backstreet Boys and AJ was like attainable.
Why do you think that they were more attainable? I mean, they probably were. In the fact that, like, I really do think that you could slide into AJ's DMs right now, and I do think that he's just going to be like, yeah, Naz
did, and then immediately deleted it.
Yeah,
right?
But he was
You have the best memory. I don't remember anything I do.
No, but Naz, it sounded too thirsty, you said, but that was when he was still trying to maybe get back together with his wife. They were separated, and now he's getting divorced.
Justin Timberlake, it's just
we know why you're going through this phase, though.
Yeah. Why am I going through it now?
Like your younger man.
Yeah.
She's laughing.
You know what it is?
That's not
Naz, you're getting
obvious.
Your fill from someone that you can't
You
really can't touch.
You met him, and you guys, because you say he looks like a young Justin Timberlake.
Right. I forgot that. Yeah. But also, no, you know what? Just popped the light bulb that went off in my head. I got it now. Now my type is so like blue eyed, sort of blonde, like
totally.
You're more towards blondish, like dirty blonde hair. So now Justin Timberlake is so my type.
Absolutely.
And back then it was more like bad boy brunette, you know, even though Nick Carter, I was obviously Nick and Aaron, I was like obsessed with, but I feel like now I like really want to end up with someone with blue eye.
I get that. Because my evolution was I started loving Kevin and then I started dating someone with super blonde, super blue eyed. And then I was like, shit, Nick is everything. So it's all like who you're dating.
Oh, yeah. So, like, when Backstreet, like, really came back together, like, we're talking, like, Vegas residency period. That's
Vegas
when Lauren
residency.
Was, like.
Yes.
Oh, remember when we went for your birthday, Ash?
Those were great times. Great times, that residency.
That was so much fun. When we were backstage, I was like, because that was the first time I, like, was around that.
I think that was the best time of my whole life.
Yeah, like, because Lauren. No, because Lauren was, like, very much. What's the word I'm looking for? Like
I was in my fucking element.
But you weren't idolized. You were very much like wanted. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
yeah,
that was great.
The best feeling ever.
Wait, can we talk about how Lauren went through a Justin Timberlake phase earlier in the year?
Wait, Lauren, you did? Did I know this?
Very briefly. I'm still in it. But
is he the one guy? Oh my God. He may be the one guy that would ruin our friendship.
Well, you know what's weird is that
it is because the three of us have such different types. I don't think we would ever run into an issue when it comes to a guy. But if the three of us were locked in a room with Justin Timberlake, I feel like the three of us would be like everyone for themselves. Like no one would be nice.
Ashley, would you be friends with Naz again if she hooked up with Justin Timberlake?
Okay, let's actually talk about this for a second.
Oh, we need to talk about
this. Single, hold on.
First off, it's funny because like Gen Z gets like ick by Justin Timberlake and we're, and actually, and people, I'm like, people stop.
The moment
people
I knew stop. Gen Z and I would never have the same taste in men is when they were like, Ryan Gosling's too old to play Ken. I was like, what? I was so mad.
Oh my God.
Offended.
Okay, well,
they don't get it.
Naz, you have not interviewed, of all the people that you interview, and you know, I'm obviously like so excited and I'm so supportive of every person you interview, but you have not interviewed my two icons, right?
Like who the are two Justin guys that Leo. Had
Justin and Leo,
I know. I've
the biggest effect of my life, right?
Yeah.
Effect on my life. And I do know that life. When that day comes, I will just be actually jealous.
Like you won't watch the interview?
I will especially watch the interview. But like, Naz, I'm going to be like, this is supposed to be mine. This is supposed to be mine.
Maybe I'll never interview them.
And then I'm going to be super curious as to like what you thought of them in real life. Like, their
well, you know what?
Behind
you should,
the scenes interaction.
You shouldn't be jealous. You should be more like.
Curious
and also non-envious because. Meeting them,
everything.
As you know, meeting them takes so much of the magic away.
I would be envious.
Probably be like, I never want to sit down because then it's also like, I don't know. Then you create like friend vibes too, and then it's immediately dissipated.
Yeah, but like, you know, with Justin, you know, we were talking about on the podcast when you weren't here with Lizzie about how Gen Z is to us very odd because they don't imagine themselves with their their celebrity crushes,
yeah,
their
they
musical
do.
Icons.
Do
no, they like love it when they're with somebody. They like love it. Like they ship people and they like, they love.
I think there's both in each generation, right? Like I think there's like, there were people in our generation that were happy, you know.
I don't know. Guys. Weren't we all just kind of happy when Justin and Brittany broke up? And in my 13-year-old self definitely thought it's time. Actually,
like, it's time.
This is my moment.
And now it's like 7 years apart. We're 7 years apart. That is fucking nothing.
That's nothing.
That's why I think 10 years apart is nothing.
Yeah, I, you know,
I really don't.
That's interesting. So, but I do like watching him with Jessica Biel now. Like, I love all like the
how,
yeah.
What's their age
to them together.
They're months apart.
They're like the same exact.
They really are so great for each other. They look like each other. Kind of like how you and Jared look like each other.
There's
you know,
something
like
there.
How you're meant
that,
to
like,
being, you look yeah. like each other. Same with them, you know?
I don't think they look like each other, but I feel like they
are
have really compatible.
Yeah,
Ashley,
you
got both of you
no,
pull, a pull
I don't
up.
See
Jessica
them at
Biel.
All.
Her
okay,
nose
so,
is
so crazy. She has the cutest
so
nose.
And she's brown.
You guys
eyes.
Are such no. No, she
no,
doesn't.
She has
she's
green
blue
eyes. She doesn't have blue eyes.
First of all, remember when I went to Caesar's Palace, like back in 2013, and I was in Qua Spa, the spa there, and I was in the same hot tub as Jessica Biel. It was like me, my friend Lauren, her and another girl, there were four of us, and I was and with her hair wet, she looks just like Justin Timberlake, and she's just so striking. She's striking.
You are like, we are going to agree to disagree on this one. Justin at this point like doesn't even
have the biggest
like
mouth
looks
she's so pretty.
He just has like
she has a perfect
swag
lips.
And like nostalgia. Like, you would never look twice. Like, when we talk about looking twice at Leo in the grocery store aisle, you, shit, no, wait. Now that I'm trying to imagine myself with Justin in the, and he's behind me in the register.
Yeah, you'd feel
it. I'd fucking feel it, right?
I'm sorry, but Jessica Biel is like, might be the most stunning person in the world.
I agree.
I'm like
agree.
Staring at photos of her and I'm like, holy.
It's so unattainable.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what like, that's what I like about her. She's
so,
no, but
so
even
she's
without
so
makeup
naturally
on, she's
insanely
so
great.
Naturally yeah. stunning.
She's just always been so fit and hot.
Good for her.
I just saw this reel
there was a video
them.
Of speaking of Leo. There was a video
and
of
she's
Leo
cool
like
too.
Yeah, she's
coming
cool.
out of his club or restaurant the other day, and there was like obviously lots of paparazzi, and he got in the back seat of a Volvo. And then his girlfriend tried to get in the Volvo, but all the doors were locked. So then she had to like, go around. It was so awkward. And then he made his girlfriend drive home with him in the backseat. Isn't that awkward as fuck?
Wait, what do you mean he drove home with him in the
backseat? She got in the driver's seat and drove home as he was in the backseat because he like couldn't go around the car to get in the driver's seat.
Well, why did she even get in the driver's seat? There was nobody in the driver's
seat?
Because
were the other cars, the other doors locked?
Someone was going to drive and she was trying to get in the passenger, but she's like, oh shit, he's already in there. I guess I'll drive home.
That
it was
awkward.
So weird. And then all the comments were all these people being like, Leo's giving me the ick. Leo's not it. Matt, that's so gross. Blah, 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 blah.
But people like, this is what's so annoying.
People on one little action.
I know. This is what's annoying is that no one knows, you know? Like, you don't know the story. You don't know if he has like a broken toe or something. Like, we just, you don't, like, everyone needs to shut up. It's so
because he didn't get out of the car and say, no, no.
He's not a bad person. He's wearing a hat, glasses, a mask, and then he like couldn't.
I saw him wearing the mask recently.
It's just a little too incognito. Matt,
like a COVID mask?
Like a COVID mask. Mask with sunglasses and a hat. I'm like, no one's gonna get your picture, bro. Your face is not exposed at all. Just go in the front seat.
But maybe,
you know?
He was sick, you know?
Maybe he was sick, but
it was also at the club.
I will find the video for you guys.
I just want to say before we wrap up this like Ashley's Icons segment that there was
is that
reel.
The name of the podcast?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if Lauren was going to care enough, podcast. So I didn't send it to you. But there was this reel that I saw of Justin and Jessica getting ready for that Oscars after party. And they were in their own house and they had a play kitchen in the house, like in the kitchen, mm-hmm. like we do. Mm-hmm. And then they had like drawings on the fridge and it just, and then in the background, she's like, good night, Silas, love you. And I was like, this is awesome. Because they're just like, they're parents too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cute. It was cool.
Okay. Well, I would be interested to see that.
Same. But
how
send
old
it to me.
Kids?
I think 7 and 3.
Never mind. Wow, I feel like they've been around forever.
8 and 3. There's like a 5-year age gap between the kids.
Yeah. 5-year. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, I have a question for you guys. How is your social battery right now?
You know, I should have probably more social battery.
I think I'm pretty full.
I'm not full.
You're not, like, meaning like you want more social time?
I should be more social. Yeah.
What about you, Ashley?
I feel pretty good about it.
Ashley's good at socializing. But I feel like what's difficult for me with socializing is like I want to do it, but then the time comes to do it. And then I'm like kind of overwhelmed by it. And I'm like, I'm going to be boring. I'm not going to be fun. And then I overthink it. And that's kind of the definition of why I started therapy is like I want to do things, but I'm scared to do things.
Yes. And I love that you brought it up recently. You've been overwhelmed because now that it's spring and it's not winter anymore, in winter, we tend to hibernate. Everyone's like at home, homebody, not really going out. But now the sun's out longer and now there's so much socializing going on. And I'm trying to find the balance between like when I want to be alone and recharge and when I want to go out. And sometimes you want to thrive and be around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. And like Lauren was saying, therapy can give you that self-awareness to build like a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because it's the worst when you feel drained.
Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, we love suggesting BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get you matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. I know Lauren is very well-versed in the fact that you have to date therapists, basically, to find the right match.
Absolutely. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/get it. Okay.
All right.
Well, I have an I don't get it, I suppose. Oh, it's not great. As riveting as Ashley's idols.
What?
Though.
Your I don't get it.
Ashley's icons.
Ashley's icons.
Naz is going to get a phone call later today being like, she's interviewing one of them.
I know. That always happens in my life.
You put that. Yep. You put it out there. I saw some video. I don't remember what the context was, but this girl was like saying how disgusting it is that people wear their clothes off the rack and don't wash it before they put it on their body.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, God. But like, of course that would be Naz.
What? Like, why would you wash it?
Yeah, I don't wash. Like, if you buy something from the store,
you wash it first?
I've never once done that.
Let me backtrack. I buy a lot of vintage I wash. If it's like something new from a store, I don't. Do you guys?
No, I've never washed anything that I've bought, let alone the vintage, which I guess the vintage makes sense.
The vintage makes sense because vintage stuff has a smell sometimes. Yeah. And I feel like it has like someone else's energy that I want to like, I'm like, it's mine now. You know, but yeah, I also assume when you buy vintage at the store, cleaned it.
I would have assumed that they cleaned it too. But then what you have to think about, and which I obviously don't think about, is that people are trying them on at the store. and like people's
vaginas. But people try on new clothes too.
That's what I'm saying. Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Do you guys want to hear a story?
Yeah.
It's a little one, but this is
vaginal discharge in your in the crotch or something.
Well, I actually have two stories, and they're both ones that I was involved with, and it's the reason that I do wash stuff when I buy now. I have a friend who tried a bathing suit on and got her period the second that she was in the bathing suit, and she was not wearing her underwear over it. She's got her own set of issues, but I think about that all the time. And then also one time,
and she just put the bathing suit back.
She just put it back on the rack.
Yeah, I bet that happens a lot, guys. I bet that happens a lot.
And then another time,
what
we were really
human
young.
Are you friends with?
Well, we were young. We were kids, but kids try on clothes. And then another time, we were out at like at the mall, and we were in like a skate, like it was like Pacific Sunwear. I don't know why. I think I can't say that.
You call it Pacific Sunwear.
I'm 100 years.
Wait, that is so Pacific Northwest of you to call it Pacific Sunwear.
Is it Pacific Northwest? Huh. That's just what it was called. I need to clarify. I am from. I know you know, but I don't want our listeners to think I'm from anywhere that isn't New Jersey.
Yeah.
But
Jersey Pride.
Hell yeah. No, I know you're from Jersey. You know. It was just something that someone from Seattle would say.
And then the other one is we were there and my friend tried on a huge pair of like JNCO jeans and laughed so hard she peed in them. And then we put those back on the rack. Oh. So those are. She going to buy them?
So I used to laugh till I peed all the time, but I would never put the pants back.
Andrea, do you know the story of the day I made Ashley pee her pants? Or did I pee my pants? Or did I make you pee your pants?
Wait, what'd you do?
Virtual reality?
I peed my pants everywhere. Yeah, actually,
full peed.
I couldn't stop it. Like, I was so embarrassed because we were with these two guys. Let's just tell the story. Okay, so we're at this virtual reality center. And we may have spoken about this on the podcast literally 6 years ago. But
we have,
Naz was... like experiencing the virtual reality, and they tell you
she was like walking that plank out.
Step off the building.
Yeah, so it was a simulation, Andrea, where like you walk a plank and you feel like you're about. It's like the plank on the top of a skyscraper, and it feels so real. So I was freaking the. I was like,
I have a video.
You have the video somewhere, yeah.
And okay, so then when Naz like literally stepped. It may have been like 4 inches off a beam that was 4 inches onto the ground.
A virtual beam.
Yes.
Right.
And it was a real beam. They like
Andrea, this is what you don't understand. So it was like a couple bricks and then they have a real plank. Right. So it feels so real. Of. You know what I mean?
So she actually stepped off something. It just happened to be only 4 inches high. And then she lost her shit and I had a full release of pee. Like I told myself in the middle of like this pee, I was like, okay, Ashley, gather your bladder, like squeeze.
I got there after that because I had to bring you new pants.
Quite possibly. Yeah. I think I was like, you were in the car. I was like, do you have any pants in the car?
But I can imagine how funny that was for Ashley to see because I'm like 4 inches above the ground and I'm freaking out. Like I'm like at the top of the Empire State Building.
I'm thinking about the third person in the room who's watching you scream because you fell 4 inches and Ashley's peeing. And then both of those things are happening.
Ashley, have you peed your pants since then?
Well, I pee my pants all the time.
Not from laughter.
But not from laughter, though. Not like from being pregnant or anything.
I'm sure, yeah. But I feel like I do have more, like I did have more control. I, you know what? No, let's like stop. I have not peed that hard. I have not laughed that hard since then.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I feel honored that
we need another laugh like that.
Yeah, we need another laugh.
I could like not that. Imagine letting your bladder loose because you're laughing. It just does not confuse
you. Same, because that's never happened to me.
Never.
You guys,
no. Maybe like I'll fart, but not.
Yeah, but then once you fart, then you start peeing because that's so funny too. And you're already releasing muscles down there.
Last night I watched the episode when Carrie farted.
I think it's so ridiculous.
And then he didn't have sex with her anxiety. That would happen.
She
was freaking out. He hadn't called her like all week. And she's like, I farted.
That was like when I threw up in front of Jared. And then he never then we didn't kiss for 2 years.
Wait, it was 2 years?
It probably was that.
Have you ever asked Jared if that was why?
Well, I know Jared well.
Call Jared right now. I need to know if that was his ick or something.
Okay, let's call him. Don't let me forget about talking before I call Jared. Can I just tell
you? Wait, can I just say another vivid time that you peed your pants, Ashley? Yeah. I think I was in eighth grade and I just showed you a picture of Leonardo DiCaprio and then the guy that we were both obsessed with.
And it was so uncanny.
So much alike that you peed your pants and then farted. And then therefore, I think I
not in front of him, Naz, just in the family.
No, I know. But just I'm shocked just based off a photo that you laughed that hard. That's incredible.
It was really
wild. Wait, who's that guy? I didn't know that you guys were going to know a guy that was just like
Ryan Orlando. And he was
we're going to just say his name.
Wait, what a name. Ryan Orlando.
No, Brian Orlando.
No, Brian.
Even better.
Wait, Orlando's a great last name.
Orlando. Should I call my son Orlando? Jared would be down for Orlando because he loves Disney.
Are you kidding me? That's the most
Orlando's
chewy.
Actually good. Orlando Blue.
Yeah, Orlando Blue.
Yeah, Orlando's a sick name, actually.
But it's not gonna be after Orlando, Florida. It's gonna be after Brian Orlando.
Wait. Ashley, but I love that you pick names that no one else has, and that is a great fucking name that no one else
Yeah, it's cool. Child.
Yeah, it's fuck. Orlando. I think we should name him Orlando.
Orlando
Bloom.
Orlando Haven.
We'll put on the list.
Orlando's a sick. I would fuck with Orlando. I'd want to be friends with him.
I would fuck with Orlando. That's a boy band name as well. Orlando is such a boy band
it's
name.
It's such a boy band name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Boy bands come from Orlando, too. So that makes sense. Okay.
What if you name Lou Pearlman?
shit. I just need to throw out there really quick mention that I used to pee my pants on the bus all the time in middle school and high school from laughing so hard that was my mom. My mom would tell me stories about how she would have to bring a sweatshirt or a jean jacket to school so that she would wrap it around her waist when she peed from laughing. Mm-hmm. And then there I was 30 years later doing the exact same thing. I don't know what would have happened
that is
if I didn't have sweatshirts and jackets because I would have had to walk off the bus so many times with a huge
laughter
wet spot.
Was so good then.
Laughter was like,
I was laughing so
Lauren,
good.
When's the last time you just like laughed so fucking hard?
I laughed hard when Moore was here a couple of weeks ago, but like it didn't last very long, but it did have like the tears coming down, which is good, but like it's been a while.
I know. We need like a good
why was everything so funny when we were
because
kids?
Everything because I think
was
the,
new?
No, I think the older we get and what I've been really trying to put into practice and it's really helped me is like holding everything lightly. We get like so serious about everything. You know, like podcasts and like I don't know. The kids got to eat at this time. And like, oh my God, I'm doing this person's hair, like whatever. And it's like it's just all for play and all for fun. And if you just don't take it seriously, I feel like when you're less serious, you're like more inclined to laugh. Right.
Maybe.
And then when you're more serious, it's not easy to laugh.
I just remembered another time I laughed really hard. That was probably the hardest in a really, really,
what
really
was
long
that?
Time. It was
I am
okay,
so pale. I've never been this yellow in my life. I'm sorry.
Naz, I went to red light therapy today.
Oh my God,
morning.
Yay! Did you like it?
There's so many things happening right now. Hold on. Hold on. When was the last time
red
you
light
laughed
doesn't
super
make
hard?
You tan, Lauren.
No. But I was just thinking the coloring.
Okay, I get that. I want to know about that. But I also need to know the time you laughed the hardest. And Naz's skin, while it might be less
pasty,
white than less tan than usual, is still always going to have a nice olive alive
always
tone.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank
Lauren,
you.
Lauren, laughter.
My friend Crystal told me she couldn't hang out after like we planned a hangout and she said she couldn't hang out that day because she had diarrhea 2 days ago and it was just such a funny excuse that like later on I was telling someone like, oh no, Crystal can't come hang out because she had diarrhea
that next time you ask me to do something.
And then I was like, wait a minute, that is so ridiculous. I mean, I love her and like she can cancel on me for any reason at all. Like we're both anxious.
She's
girlies,
also
like
the person that would just tell you like I'm just don't feel like it, which is weird that she
exactly
up with this excuse.
So like that, it was just that's just a silly excuse, and that was
that's
funny. And
that's hilarious. But didn't she? You really did you call her out on it or?
I think Maybe. I don't remember.
Wow. Okay.
But she knows. I was doing some spring cleaning, some spring organizing. And
I like how you said that. Spring cleaning?
Spring cleaning. And the first thing I went through was my underwear drawer. Got rid of anything that makes me feel icky, anything I'm not excited to put on my body. So basically the only thing that is left in my bra drawer is my Honeylove bras. And I was going through to order more bras, more Honeylove bras in like the nude and the black and like the crossover body bra. I love that so much. It's so soft. There's no underwire. It's smooth. You can wear it under any shirt. It's like the perfect t-shirt bra.
I love that that's the first place you go to when it comes to spring cleaning, because honestly, I feel like our underwear drawer should be cleaned out like way more.
You're just
often
collecting
than people.
I know.
You're just collecting it.
That
like
was someplace I didn't hit and I thought I went through things.
Yeah. And it's like sometimes you have underwear and you're like, how long have I had this? So it is time. It's spring, guys. It's time to revamp that drawer. Imagine opening it and having like amazing, clean, really comfortable, beautiful, rich in color looking undies. That is Honeylove. They have revolutionized the bra game. And like Lauren was saying, it looks so beautiful under a t-shirt. If you're going on dates now that we're like all out, like you just want your boobies to look great. They have leggings for everyday support. They basically have you covered for everyday look, workouts, weddings, like shapewear. Honeylove, honeys, you need this in your life. You've earned it. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market. Save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/get it. And after you purchase, they actually ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that the I Don't Get It podcast sent you. We love you.
Okay. I'm going to call Jared now, see if he picks
okay,
up.
Okay, yeah. I want to know if this was...
What are we asking Jared
We're
again?
We're asking him if...
Oh, if throwing up turned him off.
Also, I want you guys to know that our theory of like men don't have icks or know what icks are, I just want you to know that it was validated. Friday was at a dinner and Christian, you know, my friend Christian who's on the podcast, Dr. G, mm-hmm. we kept asking him what his icks were and like men don't have them. He was like not having nails done or whatever. And I'm like, those aren't icks.
Some guys,
and like,
some guys don't have
preferences.
That,
not
guys
icks.
Don't have icks. It's literally impossible. It's crazy.
You're on the I Don't Get It podcast. And they just want to know that when I threw up in the car, did that really play a role in you not kissing me for 2 years?
No, no, not at all.
You swear?
I swear. Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I love
did you think of him differently?
They want to know if it gave you the ick at all. He's in the middle of making sandwiches.
No, it did not. I mean, in the moment, yeah, but like I was over it the next day.
Oh, you're so kind. I love you more every
good
day.
To know.
Love you, bye.
Okay, great.
Okay.
That was really sweet. Wow, good to know. So you can fart and throw up and it's awful.
Yeah.
If you're with
but
the
I was,
person.
But I really was concerned that that affected things.
No, that's so.
I threw up in
that would
my
be silly.
Hands. In his car, you know, like threw up into my hands, into my purse. Like it was.
I think
just
that,
a glimpse in his future,
I think that
you know,
warrants like unfuckability. I really do.
No, because like, you know,
when I saw Hunter throw up,
exactly.
Oh, really? you feel for them if you love them, I guess.
Yeah. Like when Jared had his stomach thing last year and he was literally throwing up and like diarrhea at the same time. Like, yeah, sure. I don't want to like touch you in that moment, but I'm not like it's more of a
no, you're right. When you love someone, I guess I was thinking like as a single girl, if you're seeing someone from afar, you know, that you're kind of into and you don't know them. Uh-huh. Like I was thinking of the episode of Curb when Larry David walks into the sliding glass door and Lucy Liu's like, I can't fuck him anymore. Like that kind
yeah, of yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. So yeah. Funny. No, that's very valid. But I you're remember right. when Hunter threw up like 2 years ago, he was throwing up because he got too drunk.
That's totally.
And
well,
I had the ick for like a month.
Drunk, being drunk isn't.
But
ick,
mine was from being hungover.
Yeah.
No, but when guys are drunk.
That's hungover versus him stumbling in the door all sweaty and like could barely order an Uber.
Yeah. That is different.
We don't talk about sweaty guys enough.
Sweaty guys. Sweaty guys.
Are men, I mean, they're sweaty. They're sweaty, everyone, I guess. Women get really sweaty too. Are you guys sweaty?
No, I don't know.
Ashley's sweaty.
I don't think I'm that
sweaty. I don't
sweaty.
Sweat, really.
In Florida,
no, I just don't think I don't think my sweat's gross because like my summer sweat I think is like kind of I feel good.
You thrive in the summer.
Yeah.
God, I need a tan so bad.
Okay, now what about your red light therapy? Because I'm interested in this. Why did you go? Where did you go? Why did you go? What happened?
Did I wait? Can I just know if I influenced this?
You did, well, because you made me aware of it, but then I was seeing all these videos saying about the collagen production mm-hmm. and all that good mm-hmm. stuff. And my assistant works at Palm Beach Tan, and she said
there's
a Palm Beach Tan in Virginia.
Wow,
she lives in Winchester, Lauren.
She lives in Warrenton, but there's one right mm-hmm. here, and they now offer red light therapy. And I was like, I'm feeling so icky, and I just want to be in a hotbed, and it's raining, and I was sick all weekend, so I want to go in the
red light.
That's
genius for a tanning bed to offer red light.
That is so smart.
Because I think no one's using the beds anymore.
Could totally transform tanning bed places to that.
So, yeah, so they have a whole package of red light therapy and saunas now. And then,
smart ass shit.
Wellness is like, wellness is so insane now. Wellness used to be like breath work meditation. Now it's like everything. Now it's sauna. Like, it's so
cold plunges.
Yeah. I love all of it.
Yeah, soon they're not.
I do red light every. I have the Vital red light, and this is not sponsored, but I highly recommend buying. I have the big, big one in my living room, and every morning and every night for 10 or 20 minutes, I do it every morning, every night. Literally boosts my mood. It helps me sleep better. Mm-hmm. It rids of fine lines, and it produces collagen. Like, I can't think of anything better. I mean, Ashley, you technically do it with the face ones.
I have the
you
face
ones.
I also have a little one that's more of like a projector thing. I don't know if I'm allowed to use it in pregnancy.
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know. It seemed like everything I'm hearing is just amazing.
I love it. I love it.
I want a place like that's actually such a smart idea. It's a place where you have the red light.
I'm looking.
I bet you there's a place near you that. Island. Yeah, no, they probably do. Really? I'm telling you, there's probably like a float tank or a sauna or some type of place like that you can go to, Ash, for sure. That'd be insane if there wasn't.
Or it'd be a great idea.
I think you should open it.
Ooh,
you
could start.
You should convert Audrey's into a whole wellness. spa.
You should do a. You should do a center like a facial something, because that's your thing.
I know, honestly, like if you had a med spa, I feel like so many people would go. It's
but
like when Kim
not a
did
blow med spa, because then like I would have to, you know, like get people to, you know, but
yeah,
like,
you'd hire an esthetician.
Yeah, but I think that would be kind of cool if it was a place like where you can get like,
why can't it be all of it?
Therapy. Well, because I don't know if I want to be niche. I think it's going to be cool because it'd be niche. You could just
red light therapy
in, you know,
like
no appointment necessary type thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Then you can have cold plunges.
Yeah.
You could have cryotherapy.
Because
so, right? Like the Olga Lawrence.
These are everywhere now. Honestly, look one up. I bet you there's
you
one.
You live in fucking L.A.
Okay, but I talk to people that live everywhere. In Florida, they're everywhere.
In Florida
they're
advanced in Florida, too, you know. They're not very advanced up here. They're not
very
wellness-centered, I'll tell you that.
Can you just do a quick Google search?
What do you want me to...
to find kale.
And Jared just wants... He can only go to Planet Fitness. The only gym within 30 miles of us is this Planet Fitness. And he complains so much there's not a sauna in there. So that's why I was interested in there being like a place where you just go walk in and have saunas.
Yeah.
Cranston, Rhode Island, Restore Hyper Wellness, infrared sauna, red light therapy.
Everything is in Cranston.
How far is Cranston?
It's 30 minutes. I'm not going to go pop in.
That's not that far.
Not to make it a habit.
You go once a week? You could drive 30 minutes once a week.
Oh, once a week, sure. But I would rather just wouldn't it be nice to have some place that you can go like pop in?
You don't even
want to
do that stuff every day. You would want to do cold plunges people do every day. But you also have a backyard.
Plunge.
If I lived in your house,
I know
when
have
I have a house,
plunge.
I'm going to have, and you also are like major influencer. You could literally have a whole sauna sent to your backyard. You could do it every day. You could have a cold plunge. All my friends on the West Side have it. Then they have a whole circle sauna that you and Jared could go into all the time. Lauren could go when she visits. And then, and a red light room. You could literally get one right now. Send one email.
Should we just keep talking about it and we'll all have one on
Ashley,
our front door?
if you got one, I would come over all the time.
She'd come over that. We could talk about cold plunges though, because I can't.
I'm not good at that.
I can't do it.
I think we talked about this literally 2 weeks ago when we were talking about Ben from The Bachelor.
Oh, when we were talking about the Britney thing?
Remember, he does cold plunges and Britney.
Are you happy with
stuff,
who Joey picks? Sorry, I know you talk about the other one all the time, but I haven't talked.
Yeah, we're Kelsey's literally going to be the most famous icon. She's so nice. You guys know I didn't watch. Sweet.
I know. Is she amazing?
I know. But she's like.
Was she the one with the disability? She's like the prettiest person from. No, that's Daisy.
Okay.
Do you think that she's the prettiest person who's ever been on the show?
I mean, she's just really my type. She's just really my type.
And what is that?
I feel like, I mean, there's obviously stunning. She's just like got the big lips and the luscious hair. Like she's very Julia Roberts from like 1990.
And she's so like, naturally pretty.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that like.
Yeah. She's just really, like really natural.
To receive from someone. Julia,
Julia Roberts right. 90s.
Just to say that you're 90s pretty.
Yeah, I know. Because 90s pretty was just like you were born that way. You could get a nose job. You could get like a little, you know, you can get under the knife reconstruction. But it was like not like you couldn't do what. We do today.
Yeah. So. You had to have full lips naturally. Now, she did own up to getting lip filler, but then she talked about getting rid of
her
it.
Her lips were thinner on after the final rose.
Yeah.
But not to like a point where they were thin. They're not thin.
It is so crazy to me how boys in middle school made me hate my lips so much to grow up and find out it is like one of my greatest assets.
It's my brows. It's the exact same thing.
Were they really making fun of you or were they flirting with you?
No, I was like, I would cry. Thing. Like this one, I wish I remembered his name. I remember his face so well. He would literally, we'd be, you know, when you're walking from one class to another, like in a line or whatever, every time we'd walk, he'd be like, DSL, DSL. And it was like mean, you know, like I wasn't into him. He wasn't into me. Maybe he was into me secretly, but like it was mean.
See?
And I hated my lips so much. And now I'm like, and now people ask me all the time, where do I get, but everyone's like, where everyone's do you get lip filler? Like, and I get so annoyed. Yeah,
like, no, that is annoying.
I'm like, it's the one thing that's real.
I know. I don't want to compare and everything, but that's like people being like, are your brows are microbladed and like stuff like that.
You're like, yeah.
And it was just, and I would cry all the time coming off the school bus.
That's
Ashley,
crazy.
Why the fuck are your eyebrows so big? Why don't you shave them? This is what I would get every day.
That's crazy.
And I would come home and be like, Mom, why won't you let me shave them?
thank god for your mother.
I love how Ashley waited for permission and she didn't just like go to the bathroom and shave it, because that's what I would have done.
Well, I did have that moment sophomore year that I way over plucked them.
Everyone
remember when mom did end up.
I was talking to someone the other day we were talking about prom and how people would go to Mac for prom and how she went to get her eyebrows waxed the morning of prom. Like, can you think of anything riskier and worse? And she
said
the
first time
they were gone. Not the first time. She just like, can you imagine if he's so pissed?
Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane Home. And it's spring cleaning time, guys. We just put a lot of furniture to the road, especially our outdoor furniture that's been covered in God knows what for centuries.
So much pee in Lauren's house.
So much pee.
Dog pee.
Yeah. And I was looking at the Jenny Kane outdoor furniture, which looks like an absolute oasis. If you guys want to check out Jenny Kane Home, it's very California vibes. They have really cozy pillows and throws and candles.
Their furniture looks like it smells good.
Yeah, like that is clean furniture. I don't think that pee can even touch that, you know? But it is so stunning. It's very simple and comfort focused.
Elegant, timeless, definitely timeless. Like you could probably pass down these furniture pieces.
Absolutely. And there's also the Pacific Dinnerware collection, and it's very durable. It's perfect for everyday use, and it's still so luxe to like when you have guests over, you feel proud to use this dinnerware.
And if you don't feel like splurging this big, but you want a classy candle. They got some of those too.
And we have a discount code for you guys. When you go to jennykane.com and use the code 15GETIT, you get 15% off. And it's for a limited time. So again, that's 15% off your first order when you go to jennykane.com and use the code 15GETIT to get 15% off. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. That's JENNIKAYNE. .com.
Should I say that one more time? It's JENNIKAYNE.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, so this is a perfect gift if you want to treat your very well-deserving moms and moms-to-be and mom figures in your life.
Did you watch the Apples
Don't No,
Fall
I haven't yet. Is it with Annette Bening?
No.
Yeah. Is it good?
Annette Bening.
It's not going to do it.
But if you watch the ending, then we could.
Wait, did you guys listen to Beyonce's country album?
Lauren and I don't listen to Beyonce ever. As you
I love it.
Really? You also were team, like, I don't really listen to Beyonce either.
We have a thing against Beyonce.
No, we have nothing against Beyonce. Yeah. I think it's pretty open that, like, even with Taylor, like, you guys know I don't go to either concert because I'm not diehard for either, but I love and respect both women and I love their music. Mm-hmm. But this album, I'm like, I love so many of the songs on her album. And I think you guys would too.
All I hear is the
Jolene remix.
The one that's on every reel.
No, that's that one. Like, I didn't even favorite.
Okay, well, that's the advertising.
No, because that was the first one that came out.
I kind of like it. It's just that, like, it's now overused on Instagram.
I'm telling you guys, she did Blackbird by the Beatles, Jolene, which are obviously covers. But the Jolene cover is so good because she's basically, you know how, like, Dolly Parton was like, asking her, like, please don't take my man. Beyonce's like, back the fuck off my man. Like, it's like a good sort of change in lyric, which I think you guys would appreciate.
Okay.
The start of the album, American Requiem, is such a sick song. Like, even in my head, I was like, whoa, if I was at a concert and she opened the concert with this, the beginning of her album, it's so good. There's a song called Daughter, Ashley, that I think would make you emotional, or Protector, because it's like from a mother's perspective. And Willie Nelson's on it. Her song with Post Malone's good. Like, it's completely different than what you've ever kind of, some of the songs are like, okay, this is Beyonce, but a lot of them are like, whoa, this is a new sound. She's experimenting. And I love it. I guess I love country because my favorite Taylor is country too.
Interesting. Because now I should get in a country. To any more. Other country.
I don't. I really don't. But I like love Casey Musker. I like pop country, I guess.
Yeah, Casey's
it's like
great.
All pop country these days. Yeah. You didn't grow up with 90s country? Like, you didn't.
I love Miranda. Oh my God. What's that song called? Kerosene by Miranda. What's it called? By Miranda Lambert?
Yeah, I think it might be Kerosene.
Guys, that song. Yeah, I loved pop country. Oh, like, and Shania Twain. Yes. Like, Kerosene, I would listen to all the time. What was that group that Michelle Branch was in with that other girl? What was the name of that band?
Oh, let's just
Leave the Pieces When You Go.
Leave the Pieces
oh
When
my
You
God.
Go.
Oh my God. I would sing that song like as if I had a country job.
Like as if like that was going through things, you know? I mean, like I was
exactly. I was like, leave the pieces when you go.
Ashley, don't tell us. Don't tell us. I need to figure this out on my own.
What was it called?
I think they were a duo, weren't they?
They were a duo. It was a duo. But it was too famous. It was Michelle Branch and it was the
and this blonde girl who was gorgeous and no one knows who she was.
I have the answer here.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Is it two words or one?
Yeah, it's the something, right?
It's the something. Yeah.
The Wreckers.
Good job.
The Wreckers.
Yes.
Was that the only song they sang?
Well, no, they have others, obviously. Here,
you're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me
stand still. Stand still, look pretty. One of those. Songs,
watching
too?
Me fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's all right, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine.
Just take it, love,
guys.
I
feel like I'm talking too much today, but
yes, no,
you said yes. Never.
Wait, what is the name of that song so people can listen to it and
leave the pieces
in its splendor?
Pieces. Are people gonna know?
Andrea, what's up?
I'm just—it's so funny because 95% of the time I am so with you guys, and I'm like, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have no idea who the Wreckers are. That song, I don't think I've ever heard. Was it big?
No, this is a good one.
Wait, Andrew, I forget. We're all the same, like, age range, right?
I think I'm just a little bit older. I'm 38.
Maybe you were, like, past
it. Is that just enough?
No, she was in her Pacific.
Maybe? That's what...
She was a Pacific Northwest.
Sunwear outfit.
Andrea, you just, like, live in Seattle to me now. Pacific... What is it? Pacific Sun Coast? What was it called? Sunwear.
It was called Sunwear. Pacific Sunwear. It changed to Pac Sun at some point, but I think I was old by the time they changed the name.
I only have known it as Pacific Sun.
The Wreckers was on... Remember when MTV would just play music videos all day, and it was, like, Nelly Furtado, like, I'm Like a Bird, and, like, all those, like, sick, dreamy, dreamscape 90s, 2000s music videos. Leave the Pieces by the Wreckers was, like, one of those. And I feel like that's how it blew up.
I feel like the Wreckers were not that late. It was 2005 that they formed. So, it, like, wasn't very, like, You know, it's pretty recent.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Pretty recent.
That coincide with the Click Five.
Bingo.
Oh, I feel like they were
exactly. What was the Click Five?
I don't know the Click Five.
The Click Five.
The Click Five. Now?
Wait, what's that was the Click Five?
Like senior year. Oh my God, Click Five was like this boy band. That
you know,
never,
Just
like,
the Girl
launched,
was their single,
but like
was their big song. See,
Just a Girl. Just a girl I'm looking for.
Oh wait! I have to play it.
They're so
wait,
good.
I know that song. You're Just a Girl. I'm looking. Wait, what is it? The Click Five.
Yeah.
Are they on Spotify?
Yep. You're gonna
Lauren,
go
that
spiral.
Was a great era that I don't think about.
Wait, I can't wait to listen to them all day today.
oh, you're gonna go.
Oh, this is gonna be the best.
I haven't heard the song in so good so long, and it makes
she
me feel
knows
so good.
What she's doing.
Oh, I fucking love it. I didn't know their name.
Took me at the pool at last school reunion.
God, can we
saw
just
them
go back?
Actually.
So wait, yeah, we saw them.
Yeah.
I feel like they were with Bo Bice, Lauren.
Okay, that they were with Bo Bice.
Lauren, it was like a 99.5, like our local pop radio station put like these two randos together.
And I sent a very risky text before the concert.
That's so funny. I know who you were talking to. I saw an Instagram reel yesterday that said, that was like making fun of how... Like, if you need therapy and you're in your 30s, like, all you have to do is go back and listen to those songs and like, in the car. Mm-hmm. And then, like, then it was, like, one of those stitches. So, like, a therapist came in. She's like, hi, therapist here. Actually, this is very therapeutic work. Like, is very therapeutic work if you go in your car and listen to songs from your teenage years. Because songs of your teenage years stick to your brain in a different way than music does afterward.
Because hormones
Isn't
are involved.
Isn't that interesting? I don't know what it was.
Say that line one more time. Songs stick to your mind.
Stick to your
brain.
Stick to your brain in a different way and harder. Like it just it ingrains itself more.
Right. Like you, it's like automatically.
It takes me a year to learn like two lyrics now. And back then I could listen to a whole album twice and know every word.
Lauren, you're really good with lyrics.
I'm not because you're so lucky because when I listened to Beyonce's album, American Requiem, that first song I was telling you about, I was like, I want to learn all the words to this song. And I played it all day. And I'm not like registering words. How do you
do it?
You've
got so much shit going on in your brain. I feel like you just can't shove any more in there. But I feel like I need to read the lyrics
as
it's happening.
Your max.
You've reached your max.
Yeah. You have
to
read lyrics.
I need to see it.
Yeah. If I was reading it, then obviously...
Then you're able to
the definition of requiem, because I can never say that word, requiem.
What is the definition? Actually,
a musical composition setting parts of a requiem mass or of similar character.
Oh, really? Then requiem from a dream? Is that?
Is a song for a dream.
Oh.
I think. An act or token of remembrance.
What was the first definition?
The first one was a musical composition setting parts of a requiem mass.
That's so cool. It is an American requiem.
It's like a funeral song, kind of like a dirge.
What's a dirge?
So Requiem for a Dream is like a funeral song. It's like a requiem. It's like a funeral song. So like Requiem for a Dream is like
a song for,
you know, a song saying goodbye to a dream.
Oh,
interesting.
A funeral for a dream. Ah, like a tribute at the end.
Wow.
It's like a tribute. Yeah, like a tribute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But specifically for the death of something or someone.
So what is it Beyonce saying by naming her album that?
Well, if you think about it, she's kind of like really making people rethink about how they think of her and genres in general, right? And like
what's the title of the album?
Cowboy Carter. The first song of the album is American Requiem. And I think it just fucking goes hard.
A song
it's like
for the death of America.
It's a blend of a different.
Is that what you're saying?
No, it's probably the death of what people think of American music.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. That makes sense.
That's how I interpret it.
Ashley, did you ever see Requiem for a Dream?
No.
I need to watch it. Do you know that I've never seen that either?
I think that no one... It's the most disturbing film you could probably see.
Wait, who's in that? Is that...
Jared Leto.
That is Jared Leto.
Of course.
Jennifer Connelly.
As soon as you say disturbing.
Yeah.
He's such a master of those films.
It's crazy. You'll never watch it, Ashley.
I wouldn't...
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Mm-mm-mm. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Think so.
Did I tell you guys I'm seeing the younger guy tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight?
I don't know whether you wanted to talk about that on the podcast.
Well, I'll have it. I guess we'll see if I'll have an update next week. But I wanted to ask you guys a question. I think we're just going to be friends. I'm not deciding anything. I'm just going to see how I feel in the moment. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you guys a question. I have an opportunity to screen the movie The Idea of You, which is Anne Hathaway playing an older woman.
It's
who
the story of Nazis.
Do you invite him or not?
Should I go see it with him? Is that so meta?
No.
But it's next week. Yes. I mean, who knows if he'll even be in my life after tonight. But like, for those that are catching up, there's a boy in a boy band that's going to blow up, which
is
so annoying.
There's a boy I know.
Okay. I think
he's the one she dreams of.
Anyways, I think so this movie is literally my life. But do I see the movie with him?
You're going to be watching this movie and be thinking about him nonstop anyway. You might as well at least have him there to touch.
I agree with Lauren in this sense. And then the other sense, I'm just like,
it's also like, how does a movie end though? You know? And then
it's like, are you going to look over at each other and be like, this is the story of us?
I mean, no, that was very Taylor Swift of you, but no, because it's also like the guy in the movie is like blown up already. Like, I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, well, this movie is going to be very popular. And I think that when he sees all the posters and everything for it, I want him to think of you. So if you go with him, then he's just going to think of you.
I take it back.
I'm just worried.
Lauren's right.
I'm just worried of how the movie ends, you know? And then it's like, is that going to
It won't change anything. It won't change anything.
We'll see if we'll go as friends
to see the movie.
Okay.
I'll keep you guys updated. And the movie's not till next week, anyways, the screening. Hmm.
So what are you doing tonight? You're meeting for dinner?
Yeah. I just haven't talked to him in 3 weeks. No contacts. I told you guys.
Who initiated this
conversation?
I did. Nav did. Yeah.
And you were like.
Oh, the sit down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he would probably. Because it just ended been
so,
fine
with it. It ended
so
cool
abruptly anyway. It's just nice to have like a conversation now that my birthday's over and stuff.
Yeah.
And we've had some time apart.
What are you going to wear?
Yeah, I know. Are you getting your makeup done?
Amazingly, I have to have it done after this for work.
Oh, okay.
So it will be done.
Oh, okay.
But you know what's interesting? I've been getting I literally haven't been wearing makeup like a lot. And I went to an event Saturday morning and one of my guy friends hugged me twice because I wasn't wearing makeup. He's like, oh, I love Naz, no makeup. I was like, wow, a double hug? What the fuck does that mean?
Oh,
it was so sweet. I like it. Okay. I love it.
I mean, it's nice without makeup.
The three of us love makeup, but I really feel like men like me better without it.
I'll tell you, my man does not.
Yeah, my man. No way, Lauren.
Hunter
and Jared are 100% makeup guys. Like,
really?
Jared will say.
I want to see what Hunter says.
Do you prefer me with or without makeup? Answer in this mic.
Without makeup.
You're a liar. He's a liar.
And it's okay. No. I honestly I am actually more offended when people are like, no, you look better without. Because I'm like, that's a huge
You're a liar.
So
it's not a lie, though.
What do you think? You like me
with? The question was, do you prefer me? You look better with makeup, but I prefer you without it.
Oh, my God. Horrible.
Wait, why would you prefer her without it then? Now we're even more confuzzled.
Wait, this is wild.
He likes me in my natural state.
Yeah, every guy likes natural better.
He's such a dinkus.
Okay, a dinkus.
Well, at least we got him to be honest to say you do look better with it.
I know.
That was cute. But I don't know.
I'm telling you, men like us better without makeup on. Everyone knows this.
Jared
does
it, though. Jared definitely does it. And neither does my dad.
Actually, I don't think that's right. You need to ask Jared tonight.
Should we get our dad on the phone to be like, yeah, I prefer Audrey with makeup?
No, he's not going to say that.
Wait, I love that you brought up your mom because to bring it back again to Beyonce's album and Dolly Parton on it. Dolly Parton to this day sleeps in her makeup.
What?
Every night? No. She sleeps in her makeup every night because she wants her husband to see her with makeup on in the morning.
So it's like kind of like our mom.
It's literally like your mom. So it could be like a generational thing.
Well, it's Dolly definitely Parton. A generational thing. But wait, that's so crazy. I need to know what like all
She's
her aesthetic doctors think about that.
1966.
She has makeup on all the time. Dolly never not, like she never does not have makeup on.
To be honest, why doesn't she just sleep in a different bed than him and then just wake up and go to the bathroom?
I'm surprised her skin is still alive.
She looks great.
I'm more shocked that I feel like she's a woman that would have like seven husbands.
I know. She really does feel like she could have Elizabeth Taylored it. Yeah. But I kind of love that she had like a love of her life.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. She could.
I just have to say, I'm obsessed with Dolly Parton. She's so fucking iconic.
She is great. You know, I'm kind of surprised that Beyonce did Jolene. Because when I think of Jolene, I think of Miley Cyrus. And there's no one that can top.
Yeah, me too.
You know, Miley also has a song with Beyonce on the album. And it's so fucking good.
Oh, yeah. I heard a little snippet of that. And that does sound good.
Well, Miley is, as you know, Dolly's godmother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goddaughter.
Yeah.
And there's an interview of Trevor Noah interviewing Dolly Parton years ago. And he's like, who would you want to, so many people have covered your songs. Like, who would you want to cover Jolene? It's like old footage. And she was like, I would love for Beyonce to cover Jolene.
Oh my gosh.
She was she was like, in the same way Whitney Houston did my song, I'll Always Love You. And it blew up.
Wow.
She goes, I feel like Beyonce's voice would like take the song. And then
she has like so much, she doesn't have an ego really because she just wants people to take her songs and like make them better.
Yeah, she knows it's not even about her, that the music's like for the people, you know. And also, now, she probably gets paid. Are you kidding? I'll always love you.
Oh my gosh. I Will Always Love You. The amount of money she must have made from that song being with Whitney's cover.
Because she gets paid every time it gets played, right?
It's just so wild. Yeah, every time it's like played on radio and public space.
Okay, so I just really want to talk about Miley Cyrus, Trish Cyrus real quick.
Yes,
because
how have we not talked about this?
I don't know anything about this.
What?
I know the headline.
Okay.
And Noah Cyrus.
Yeah.
Haven't spoken. Noah didn't go to her mom's wedding because allegedly Trish stole Noah's boyfriend and then married him.
Married him. Yes. So this is her daughter. Her daughter who is... currently,
the fact that a mother and daughter sleep with the same person is crazy.
That happens a lot, I think.
No, yeah, like maybe
I think it happens a lot more than we think. I think it happens a lot more than we think it does.
No, people say that this is like novellas of a trailer park, like this whole Cyrus saga.
Okay, so what happened? Who is the guy?
He was in
Dominic
Prison
Break. Maselli.
He's an actor.
He's an actor. That's all I know him from is Prison
How old
Break.
Is he?
Wes? Is
50
Purcell?
Something. So it's more appropriate for Trish to be with him for sure.
How old is
Trish? Trish is 55, 60.
Okay. And how old's Noah?
Noah is 26 or something. Yeah. So
Noah started dating him.
Mm-hmm. And then.
How long ago?
I think it was like.
Okay, wait. Let's just get this straight. This guy is 54. Trish is 56. And Noah
allegedly dated him for 9 months.
Is 24. Oh, okay.
That's a like significant
amount
of time.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah, it's not like it was
30
like a
years difference between this guy and Noah.
Which you guys know I don't think is weird.
Naz!
I don't. I would date people of any age. I don't. I think it's weird to think things are even age appropriate. I think obviously if someone's 100 and someone's 20, but like you guys know I dated someone last year that was like 50. I met a 60-year-old. Like I think, I don't know. I'm just all about like connecting.
She's 24. He's 34. She hasn't even lived the amount of difference they have.
That's literally the same age. Wait, 24 and 34 or 54?
54.
Okay, you said 34.
I was they have a difference of 30 years is what I'm saying.
Oh, got it, got it. I don't know.
There's a point that it's kind of creepy, honestly, because she hasn't, like, you're talking to someone who's so much more immature than you that it's almost, like, creepy. So
is it because he's a guy? Because
no, I would be so weird if you were with a woman.
What's isn't there a massive age gap between, what was Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher's age gap?
That's, like, honestly not even that crazy.
He's
like, yeah.
We made a bigger deal of it like 20 years ago.
We did, because that was because it was flipped. I don't even think
that's what I'm just posing that question.
He's 46.
It's like, is it a double standard?
Demi's like 62. If I'm sorry, I love like years. Yeah, so their age difference is 15 years, which like is like
not
huge,
that's not crazy,
but not crazy.
Either way you flip it, it's not crazy.
Yeah,
Because George Clooney's with a mall. They're 18 years.
No, of course. Yeah,
I don't think it's necessarily the age. To me, it's more of the stealing from your daughter.
Stealing from
your daughter. Okay, so then what happened? Yeah. So what happened? So they dated 9 months,
and then I guess they broke up, and then he started dating the mom, but Noah will not speak to her. Like, she literally feels very betrayed by this. If my daughter started dating someone, she was so hurt by it, I'd say no, I'm not going to date him.
Yeah, can you believe that your mom went
to go date a guy? Him, so
but
clearly,
she married him. Clearly,
so clearly it wasn't just... Clearly, it was like intense feelings, Ashley. Like, if she married him. It's not like she had a fling with him.
I understand.
Like, clearly it was like, we want to be together forever. She married
him. She prioritized him over her own daughter.
But don't you think we should all just prioritize ourselves always?
No.
So then she's just unhappy and her daughter isn't with the guy either?
No,
I don't know. But anyway,
am I weird
Trish
for thinking like
out.
This?
You don't prioritize yourself over your child.
I mean, I can't speak. I'm not a mother, so I don't know the feeling, you know? Yeah. I have no,
anyways,
I have no.
Hopefully
no
within the week, Trish will come out and like, say something.
She just had an interview.
Wait, but we should have Brandy on. Wasn't Brandy on our podcast a long time?
Brandy's not
going
to, I'm not going to come have her talk about this. I haven't talked to her.
But Brandy is on her mom's side because she went to
the wedding.
Brandy
and her mom have a podcast together.
Yes.
So did Trish never talk about it on her podcast?
Is not on Trish's side.
They have a brother?
On, yeah.
And Miley didn't know about it.
Trace Cyrus?
Trace, yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a cool name.
I'm still just like so like, how? I don't know.
So everything's just open for discussion.
I'm just obviously just like this fucking hard ass who's just like, no, just no.
And people are like that, and that's okay. I love that. And then I love the other way as well. So it's
but
okay.
Lauren, yeah, like, I'm sorry. I guess I don't know the context.
That's why we need more context.
Yeah. See, we can't. I think we can't like be saying stuff. When
that's why I'm just saying allegedly from the outside looking in, the info that we have, this is how we feel. But I would love for them to give us more information. There you go.
What would be weirder? The daughter dating and then the mom taking, or then the mom dating and then the daughter taking?
I don't think it would
be weirder.
Weird.
Probably the mom taking.
Nat, how do you not think this shit is weird?
I don't know, because I just feel like the quality of like feeling like you own someone is so weird to me.
You need to like put yourself in this perspective with your mom. What if your mom started dating this guy that you're about to go see tonight?
Yeah, okay, let me do that.
Exactly, because
there's age gaps going on there.
Yeah, that would fuck with my psyche for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
I mean, let alone
but I wouldn't not talk to my mom ever again over it. I wouldn't do that.
Sure. That is something I
would, it would be painful, but
I
would learn
to live
with it.
I don't think there's anything that I wouldn't talk to my mom again over.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what about you guys? You wouldn't talk to your mom ever again?
Yeah. Like, I just would be probably weirded out by my mom every day. But you know what? But it is weirder because he's closer to her age.
If the mom
ended up dating somebody who was like 30 and then married,
I think
a 30-year-old.
Hasn't that happened on a big platform before with people we know? I feel like that's happened.
Yeah, I feel like it's happened. And I
that's
can't
happened,
remember.
Right? One time, that happened to someone.
Fuck. Where like the kid, there was a young
Where it was like they ended up with the younger guy. Who was it?
I'll think about it.
Yeah, okay. I think a lot of this has to do with just the age gap in general for me, because if the guy was in the middle of their two ages, then it would be more of an up for debate situation. I think what I'm really weirded out by maybe even is the fact that this guy dated Noah.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't.
And then was like, I'd want to go and date your mom.
I don't think he chose. I think he. I think he obviously like met Trish and was obviously it was like undebatable.
I think it was super fast though too.
Oh, interesting. I will say at my roast and toast at my birthday, I made fun of myself first. And I said, I'm turning 34 and I love that I'm at the age now where I could either date like a father or a son.
Yeah.
And it's like such a fun, flirty age for me where I could literally end up with like a 50 something year old or like a 20 something year old. And I fucking love being in the middle right now.
That is
great.
That is really
fun. Such a wide range.
Okay. All right. Well, let's end guys, there. I'm sorry if I'm too hard. Okay. Bye.
Ashley,
don't say sorry. It's just your tradition, your values. Everyone has different values.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
I don't
podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.